We've continued to have more and more outbreaks of foodborne illness. We know that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are coming out with some new statistics in the next few months. But basically, foodborne illness has not declined. And so we're saying to FDA that they need to step back to do some critical strategic planning on trying to base their programs more on risk. We give them a very specific outline of how to do this. And in trying to leverage all the possible resources that are available for food safety prevention in this country.
Talk a little bit about how you take that step back and make that kind of risk assessment, because it seems like, it seems like a problem that a lot of agencies face. One bad thing has to get through, and it throws everything into haywire. And FDA, they have to be right every single time.
Absolutely. And the difficulty is, in the past, they've only had the opportunity to be reactive. To react to the situation of foodborne illness and the crisis of the moment, or the finding of some chemical contaminant in foods or some pathogen that is causing illness. And what we want them to do is to be more preventive, to be more prepared, to be looking at the actual risk involved in our food supply and approaching those decisions and the use of the resources based on risk. And quite frankly, you know, we all bandy around the term risk-based. Everyone says they have a risk-based system. But when this group started looking into this and trying to debate the issue, we quickly found there's no acceptable definition. No one has the same idea as to what actually constitutes a risk-based system. In fact, quite frankly, I think one of the most valuable parts of this report is that the group tried to step back and to define actually what would be involved in a risk-based system, so that not only FDA but other agencies can actually review and determine if they have really planned their systems to be more preventive and to be based on risk. You know, first and foremost, you've got to have some data on which to base your examination.
And you even found that data isn't even fully accessible.
Absolutely not. In fact, there is still so much, they may or may not be legitimate concerns, but even within federal agencies, they are not sharing data within them.
Yeah.
We don't have FDA being able to access any of the data that they would need to make a strategic decision as to how to prevent foodborne illness. Within the many recommendations in this report, we actually have three separate areas. We have many specific recommendations that FDA can do right now within the resources they have available to them, within the statutory authority they have available to them, within the systems and the organization. They can do it right now. But then we have a whole...
And that was actually one, and I'm just going to pause you for 2 seconds, because that was one of the more interesting things when I was reading through the executive summary of the report, was I kept saying, a lot of this seems like they can implement today. It's not about, so often we hear we don't have enough resources. A lot of the things you're talking about, that's not what you're dealing with.
Absolutely. In fact, we have actually said within the report, no, it will not serve us any better to pour resources into the current system. We do not need to do that. FDA needs to step back, take a strategic look at where they are, where they can use the resources they have available to them right now, and restructure and reorient so that they can have it more specifically looking at the risk for the future. And then, in their strategic plan, yes, there will be many areas where they will have to ask for specific additional resources, but that can be for the future. There's many things they can do right now. We have recommended, first of all, we were to look at FDA and FDA's role in enhancing the safety of the U.S. food supply. But there is one thing that we propose that's actually over and above FDA, and it is so strategic that everyone have the ability to access essential data, be able to put it through various modeling, be able to massage that data and to do various prioritization and predictions, that we actually propose that there be a risk analysis and data center that's separate from any federal agency as to where they choose to place that, whether it might be associated with the White House, whether it's associated as a separate institute. But everyone in the federal government needs to be able to access food-related, food safety data. And to have this separate and independent would enable all agencies to be able to do a much better job of applying a risk-based model.
The other thing you talk about is that the FDA should explore what you call alternative approaches to regulating food safety. Talk a little bit about what alternative approaches are.
Well, first and foremost, you know, there is an inspectional manual by which the various federal inspectors go out and perform inspections of any food establishment that's processing or handling food. But oftentimes that involves multiple inspectors going in for, you know, 8-10 hours, sometimes 2 weeks' time with 5 and 6 inspectors. And this is readily accessible data by going on FDA's website and looking into 483 forms. Well, we're saying to them, you need to step back and to review this inspectional procedure. It may be that if it's going back in just to perform an inspection to ensure whether someone's corrected a violation that was performed in the past, well, that could be a much shorter inspection. You could look at various ways to utilize the cadre of inspectors you have available to you right now by revising that manual. And also, quite frankly, right now at the moment, the federal inspectors are responsible for a whole host of divergent areas of responsibility. They're responsible for inspecting drugs, drug manufacturers, medical devices, food. We recommend that there be a reorganization of the office, the ORA, the Office of Regulatory Affairs, yeah, and to have dedicated inspectors dedicated to food safety and to food inspection. That would enable them to have a much greater judgment as to when they could maybe utilize their experience and enable to them to do a lot more inspections. You know, FDA has been criticized in the past, and this was not a report to be critical. This was a report to give guidance as to how to meet the goals. But for instance, in the Office of Inspector General for Health and Human Services gave a very recent report in which they'd indicated that FDA had not even inspected 46% of establishments under them in the last 5 years. Mm. Well, we're also proposing FDA's got to leverage other resources. And we're not calling upon great amounts of money to ask for additional inspectors. We're asking for some better planning. Right now, all 50 states have food safety programs at one level or another. Some of the states already are conducting inspections and analysis of foods that would meet federal standards. And we're saying that where this occurs, FDA needs to leverage and use that data.
We always seem to be talking about open data, sharing this information sharing, even transparency into this data. It seems like there's a real opportunity to at least get that out there, and maybe we even learn what we don't know at this point.
You have indicated the most important part. We don't even know what we don't know. In fact, that's where we have to start, is we have to ask the right questions, and then we have to even reorient the research programs within FDA to be focused and to address those questions. And so we've asked them to review all the research that's currently done through the numerous centers in the FDA. There's an unbelievable amount of research studies that are being conducted right now. But just reevaluate those and make sure they're targeted on the right questions that you need to give you the information to better prevent. One of the things we were asked to do also was to, first of all, to review FDA's food protection plan and to determine if it was focused on the appropriate areas that would enhance food safety. And we commend them that they've basically structured their program around three key areas, and that's prevention, intervention, and then response, if you do have a foodborne outbreak. And we're saying to FDA, put most of your resources on the prevention end. You know, you can do more to meet the public health goals of this nation if we focus on prevention first. And likewise, within this food protection plan, FDA themselves were proposing that they needed to look at other partners, such as the state and local and territorial programs, as well as even they need to examine whether or not certain third parties could be utilized in the future. And to do so, they've got to set the standards. You know, you can't have data being used that's not generated under specific science-based standards.